your glory to God.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Thank God for his fullness, that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. That we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, all year long, we've been talking about making God your only source, making God your only source of supply. And we've been talking about living by faith and expecting God to bring recovery, restoration, and reconciliation in our lives. And when we're standing in faith, and we'll keep on standing in faith, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, we're going to keep on believing God. Now, several months ago, or a couple of months ago, I should say, I made this little card here. It's a bookmarker. It says, making God your only source. And it says, when I humble myself and make the decision to trust and obey God with all my heart, I can expect God to do several things in my life. Amen. And then I gave you four things that you can expect God to do. Number one, you can expect God to give you a plan of action and the wisdom to implement the plan. You receive the plan by faith, and you receive the plan by seeking God and spending time in His Word, spending time worshiping Him and fellowshipping with Him. And what He'll do is He'll reveal His plan to you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, talks about how God has a plan for us to bring us to an expected end. He has a good plan. He has a good plan for us, but then verse 12, 13, and 14 says you have to seek it to find it. Seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be open to you. Amen. And then number two, we can expect God to give us favor and to raise up someone with power, ability, and influence to help us. When you're living by faith, you can expect God to give you favor and to put grace upon you, and God will raise up somebody that will help you do what He has put in your heart. We have many examples of this in the Bible. You know, Joseph is a good example. As I shared with you, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, how Joseph did not realize how big a part the butler was going to play in his life. But you know, without the butler, the king would have never known about Joseph. So God had raised up somebody to help him even when he was in jail, even when he didn't even know that that person was going to play a significant role in his life. Amen. Nehemiah is another one who was given an assignment by God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And here he is, a cupbearer in the king's court. He has no money, no power, no authority, and no resources to get done what needed to be done. And you know what God did? God put grace and favor on him and raised up somebody to help him. God had the king help him, and then all those people put their hand to the plow, and then they had, the Bible says that they had a mind to work. Hallelujah. God raised up somebody to help him, because you know, how many of you know he couldn't rebuild that wall by himself? So you ought to always be thanking God for favor, that God is raising up somebody to help you accomplish the dream or the vision that He's placed in your heart. Number three, for God, you can expect God to use His supernatural power, miracles, signs, wonders, gifts of the Holy Spirit, angelic assistance, suddenly and surprises on your behalf. You can expect the supernatural power of God. You can expect God to do miracles for you. In other words, God will do things for you and through you that you couldn't do on your own. God wants to show Himself strong on your behalf. And then number four, we said you can expect God to give you patience and strength to endure until you see the promises manifested in your life. I'm expecting God to give me some endurance. But how many of you know that the endurance, the patience come from the Word of God and walking in obedience with God? Amen. So I know that I'm not going to get discouraged if things don't turn around as fast as I think they should. See, the devil will play time games with you. Oh, it ain't happened yet, huh? Well, if you don't know that he's playing a game with you on time, you know, you'll just get weary and give up and faint, and then you won't even receive what God had for you. But you, when you understand how faith works and that faith and patience have to work together to bring to pass God's will, then you're willing to stand there and say, I don't care how long it takes, because I know this is the will of God and I'm going to have what God said. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So you can expect those four things to happen in your life. Then I made this statement. I know my faith will be tested. So when I encounter trouble, delays, or contradictory circumstances, I will employ the four C's and a G. And then I'm just doing what the Word says. So I know that when I done took my stand in faith and I'm believing God and I've latched on to His Word and things haven't changed, I can expect my faith to be challenged. I know the devil ain't going to just lay by and let me just have it easy. He always opposes the will of God. But God will never leave you, and He'll never abandon you, and He'll stick right there with you. Amen? So what do I do when I'm going through a test or I'm experiencing a delay or things is not happening as fast as I want them to happen? I'm going to do what what the scripture says, I'm going to count it all joy. James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you're surrounded by diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You see, faith and patience will bring you to a place where you are complete, where there's nothing missing, where you have just what you believe God for. I'm going to count it all joy. Look at your neighbor and say, count it all joy. He didn't say it would be joy. He said, reckon it joy, count it joy, consider it joy. Amen. So when you're going through trouble, I'm going to tell you, you can consider it joy when you look to Jesus and you look at what he provided for you. When you keep your eyes on the promise, you can count it all joy. If you keep your eyes on your circumstances, then you're not going to be able to count it all joy, because all circumstances are not joyful. Some of your circumstances ain't got no joy in them. They are joyless. But you can count it all joy and know that you can have full joy when you keep your eyes on the prize and the